Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Hello, my loves. I have a special treat for you today. I would like to introduce to you Heather Abbott. She is known as the Prosperity Pro. She is a speaker and trainer, and she is the host of Prosperity and Possibilities podcast. She has over 30 years experience in her industry as a CPA, a financial expert, and she is a mindset coach. So welcome to the show. I am so happy to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Gotta love when two magical beings pop in together in a room. What happens?
You said magic. You bring magic into finance. Finance is usually super duper dry and humdrum. And you just bring this awesome energy into it. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Oh, I've always been told I don't look like an accountant. I don't act like an accountant. In fact, it could be argued that I don't act like an adult because I refuse to grow up. I think things should be fun. I think life is meant to be lived and there's joy in everything. And it doesn't have to be boring when people teach you things. If they are any good at what they do and have some personality, it can lighten it up. And that's what I do. I bring magic to money. That's my training series that I'm creating is actually the money magic series. So money mindset magic, money management magic. So yeah.
Awesome. That is so wonderful. And well, any of my listeners who are interested in, well, needing any kind of financial advice or anything, definitely check her out. She has a podcast. It is on all major, all your favorite sites, as well as on her YouTube channel. And you are a speaker. You have been on so many different stages, and you had a topic that you would definitely love to talk to all our listeners about today.
Today, it was about hope. There was a story that I was actually working as a substitute teacher today, which I enjoy the children a lot. Oh, children, they're high school. But we got on the subject of speaking and stories and motivation and stuff. And I told them a story I have heard before. I read it in a book and I don't remember exactly how it went. So I kind of adapted it to a different version so that I could just tell it my way. It's not that story. It does come from it. But basically, it's the importance of hope and what the difference that one person can make in the world. So if you'd like, I'll share the little story with you.
Yes, please.
Okay, so imagine yourself back in high school and you're walking home from school one day and you see a classmate. You recognize them, but you don't really know them. You never really spoke with them. And they looks like they're carrying every school book they own. And it's like towering and they trip and everything falls and they just kind of freeze in place. And your first instinct is, oh my gosh, let me help. And you run over and you're helping them pick them up and you're stacking them up on them and saying, oh my gosh, are you okay? And you're passing them the books and you take half of them and say, where do you live? I'll help you carry them home. And they look at you and you're like, oh, there's tears in their eyes. Oh, you know, did you get hurt? And no, no. And you walk them home and you have a conversation and you get to know them and find out that, well, you do actually have some things in common. So as the days and weeks and months progress, you become friends. You don't hang around all the time, but every time you see each other, you have a smile and a wave, and sometimes you do things together. But it gets to be a couple years later and they're the valedictorian for the school. And you're there, graduation, and they're beginning their speech. And they look at you and say, I need to start my speech by saying thank you to you and letting you know the huge difference that you made. I've never told you this. But you remember the day we met? And you nod. And they say, well, that day when I got up, I had given up hope. I had been so miserable at school. Things weren't going well at home. Nobody seemed to care. And I had said that day when I went to school, if there was one act of kindness towards me, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't end my life. But I went through the day and nobody so much as smiled at me. It was like I was invisible. I didn't exist. And then when I was walking home with all of my stuff so that my parents wouldn't have to go to school and get it, with tears in my eyes, I couldn't see where I was walking. And I tripped. And then I looked up and there you were, smiling and helping and giving me. And I swear it was like I saw a halo around you. And after that, I knew there was a purpose for me being here. And I was meant to be. And I want you to know that I would not be here if not for you. So one act of kindness, one small act that seems like nothing to you can make the biggest difference in someone else's life. So that's the story. It's pretty cool. And it's true. We don't know the impact we have on others. If anybody has ever watched It's a Wonderful Life, watch it again. And if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. And that is basically what it's about. The impact that one person has, and you never know what someone else is going through.
That is powerful,
yeah.
And I have all the feels right now.
I'm glad. So hope is key. You and I have discovered we both had hard times in the past. We both overcome, and we both know that hope is what gets you through. That's, I think, the main benefit anybody gets from religion or spirituality or believing in anything bigger than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people who go to AA have to believe in a higher power of some kind, because that tends to give you hope. If you need to find hope somewhere to keep going in life.
Oh, yeah. And even just being kind to, anybody, because you never know what anybody's fighting. You never know what's going on behind the surface or below the surface.
No, you don't. And you just being angry about something that has nothing to do with them, that sharp word, that there is a Winnie the Pooh book called Galloping Grumps. And I used to read it to my kids, and it's like one of the characters was grumpy and they were grumpy to somebody else. And it just keeps spreading out like ripples on a pond. Works both ways.
Oh, yes.
Kindness does it. And it happens in you as well, right? If you have a positive vibration going, or if you have a negative, like anytime you're feeling happy, you notice more good things come. And if you're feeling rotten, more bad things happen. I avoid bad moods as much as possible because I am likely to hurt myself. Yeah. Does that ever happen to you?
Oh, I get really clumsy if I'm extra irritated or irritable or anything like that.
Yeah. No, it happens to me. I was at work one day painting, and something was irritating me. I don't know if it was just the moon or something else, somebody's energy I'd picked up on, but I was grumpy. And I noticed the more grumpy I felt, the more I was banging into things and bumping things until I almost sprained my ankle. And I was like, all right, I get it. I'm getting over it. Give me a second. I'll take a breath. And I did. And just deep belly breaths. And yeah. I was like, all right, this is just getting to the humorous point now. Cause like, yeah, no.
There's a point it's like, okay, this is absurd. We need to do something else.
Definitely. Definitely.
So Do you have any other techniques that you usually do if you start noticing extra tension or just grr to help relieve that within yourself or others?
Yes. The first thing I do now that I am aware that this is a thing is I ask myself, is this my energy or is it someone else's? Because very often, you will pick up negativity from other people. And that can be that they took some of your energy from you. It could be that you gave some of your energy to them, or it could just be they had the stronger vibration in the room. So whoever has the strongest vibration wins. That's why you can take a really powerful speaker and put them up in front of thousands of people who can be in moods ranging like from depressed to happy. But if that one speaker's presence is stronger than theirs, they will bring them up. That's how a motivational speaker works. The strongest energy in the room wins. If the grumpiest person in the room is the most determined to be grumpy, and you're not as determined to be happy, you're going to go their way.
And that's when finding balance is a very good thing to try.
Yeah. So if you ask yourself, it's your energy. If it's not your energy, just what I do is I set the intention that it's transmuted into happiness, love, kindness, and sent back to that person. And then I ask my energy to return to me. So, and if it is my energy, then, it's kind of addressing what is the issue? Why am I feeling this way? Is it a full moon? Am I just a little wonky? Or is there something wrong? Am I ignoring something? When you go through bad relationships, as we did, you start to shut down emotions. So
Oh, yes.
sometimes you don't notice that you're stressed. I would have, my adrenals would be drained, but I would have like a cold sore or a tension headache start. And I'd be like, oh, am I stressed? What am I stressed about? And I actually have talked a cold sore out of appearing. I don't know if you ever have had one, but anyone who has, you get that little tingle before it starts. Now, if I notice that tingle, I will put my finger on it, acknowledge it, and say, okay, I hear you. There is something bothering me. I am going to check in and see what it was. Thank you for the message. You can go. And I have stopped them from coming out simply by doing that, acknowledging the message, because your body has all the information that you need. It knows how to heal itself. It knows what you need to know. So if you acknowledge the message, then that symptom can disappear.
That is awesome.
Yeah, well, it works. Like it's actually, I think, a Buddhist thing. I'm not sure where you heard it. I heard it from, but a counselor I had in the past, that's what she would work on. She would get me to go through my body and notice if anything hurt or was out of balance or anything that was wrong. Ask it why it was there. Go with the answer that seems made up in your head, because that's likely the answer.
Yeah, that's your
And
intuition
then
talking.
you don't push it away. You draw it in. You say thank you. You embrace it. You hug it. Say thank you, and then let it go.
I know when going through trauma or bad relationships or a lot of anything, really, we can develop these coping mechanisms that we adopt to survive, and it numbs everything. It's like, nope, I know I'm getting warning signals. I know this is a red flag, but I need to ignore it to, go along to get along or whatever. And becoming more consciously aware of the tells that our body is giving us and that our intuition is giving us is powerful. And being
Yes.
able to identify it and figure out, okay, what are you trying to tell me is. Well, it's empowering once we figure that out and consciously release it and be like, oh, okay, oh, I'm stressed. What can I do to de-stress? What do I like to do?
Yeah, and have that li make that list next time you're in a good mood. Make a list of the things that you love to do. You can't make a list of things you love to do when you're in a rotten mood. They won't come to you. You can't think of anything. Put on some good music. It'll lift you up. At least it does for like most people. Put on some good music, get in a good mood, make a list that you can consult next time you're in a bad mood. And that will help. But honestly, once the vibration is going of the negativity, to stop it takes at least 17 seconds of a positive thought. And that will help draw another positive thought. If you can maintain it for over a minute, you're going to make a good recovery. But if you can't, usually a nap or meditation. A meditation isn't quieting your mind, people. It's just getting your mind to focus on something that's not important and going to stress you out. So it could be looking at the clouds. It could be counting your breaths. It just, it's not the absence of thought. It's just the absence of stimulating thought.
Oh yeah. I had so much trouble when I first started, and I had critical negative intrusive thoughts and everything, and they would be nonstop, and it's like, okay, I can't quiet that. I'm meditating wrong. Wait, can you meditate wrong? No. So I would color. I would just
That's a
sit
good
down.
one.
I would sit down with my daughters and just color and, focus on the colors and either staying in the lines or making something pretty and let my brain process the stuff in the background. And that would usually just kind of, okay, I'm a little bit better. And then I could
Yeah.
move on to the next step.
Well, your brain is like a 2-year-old, right? You can't take something from a 2-year-old and tell them no and listen. You're just going to listen to them scream because they're not going to forget about it. You can't tell your brain to forget about something or stop thinking about something. You have to do the same thing you would do with a 2-year-old. Distract it. Come out with
Distraction.
something better, another shiny object, something else to think about. And I highly recommend comedy, but whatever it, and that could be music, it could be a walk, coloring, but you have to get yourself away from the negative thoughts and not think, oh, well, I have to stop thinking about it. You can't stop thinking about pink elephants. How's that going for you? Thinking about pink elephant now, right?
it.
Yeah. So it's simple little things that can make a huge difference. And you just have to know that you're not going to make all the changes you want overnight. It takes time. Be patient with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Understand it's a process. You can't get it wrong and you never get it done.
Yeah, we are
That's
always
from
going
Abraham Hicks. That's not mine. That's I
to
wish it was, but it's not.
learn. Yeah, we are always learning and growing, and there's always room for growth.
Yeah, I mean, Edison, he didn't make a mistake all those thousands of times. He just made good progress on what didn't work, right? Like he discovered all these things that don't work as a filament. It wasn't that he was getting it wrong, he was just learning. And we're all learning. That's why we're here. We're here to create.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for sh sharing some of the methods that you use to help de-escalate well, the nervous response. Do
Yeah, a pleasure.
you have any other magical tips and tricks that you'd like to share with anybody or with everybody?
Embrace your childishness. Embrace that little child inside of you and do the fun things that they want to do and stop thinking you have to be a damn old grown up. Grown ups aren't all boring. If it's pouring outside, I will go jump in the mud puddles. You can too.
I don't know why people came up with all the rules anyways. It's like, throw out the rule book, get out of the box.
Isn't that the whole point? You got to be an adult. The whole thing you look forward to when you were young is I'll make my own rules. And then you're going to go along with the stupid rules? No, don't do that. Dress up on Halloween. Pull a ball gown out of your closet and go for a walk in the park. Everybody will think you're going somewhere.
Have an awesome magical cloak that you have hiding in your closet. Bring it
Oh, gosh, yeah.
out.
Dress for the job you want. I have a Wonder Woman outfit. I can go put that on, go for a walk. Well, not now, it's winter. You can do gold. But you know what I mean? You
Oh, yeah.
gotta do what brings you joy.
Yes.
Every day, ask yourself, what can I do that will light me up today?
And even if it's just like 5 or 10 minutes a couple times a day, it's still something that helps, well, give you something to look forward to.
And it makes you healthier because it lowers your stress.
Is there anything else you would like to touch on?
No, I think we're good for this episode.
Okay.
Maybe you'll have me back sometime, but I think we've given them a lot to think about.
Yes. Heather, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for sharing all of this.
It was a pleasure. I'm glad we met.
Loved ones, you can find her at hcabbott.ca. You can that is her website. She is on YouTube as well, and her LinkedIn is Heather C. Abbott.
I always say, add the C and you'll find me because Heather Abbott, there's another one. She was a Boston Marathon survivor. So you need the Heather C. Abbott, ABBOTT, double B, double T, and you'll find me.
And I will have all of the links posted in the description below. I had fun talking to you today. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you, loved ones, for joining us today as we explore the power of hope with Heather Abbott. Be sure to check out her podcast, Prosperity and Possibilities, on your favorite site. For more information about her, go to her website, hcabbott.ca. Be sure to subscribe to this channel as well. More adventure awaits. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, you are loved.